Why was this movie even made?
Money.
Why does Sony think that movies about D-tier characters like Morbius, Madam Web, and Kraven will appeal to mainstream audiences? Will the Sony spiderless Spider-Verse finally be done now after this failed experiment?
What did I do?
Let's talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hairiest and cuddliest comic book movie analyst on the web today, Jonathan May. This is Comic Book Cinema, where we bring you the best comic book movie content.
The initial shared Spider-Man deal between Sony and Disney kind of backed Sony into a corner to only being able to use these obscure villains in their films. But now, rumors of a new deal have emerged that could significantly loosen these restrictions for Sony's usage of Spider-Man in their future films. For some, that might be a good thing. But for others, that could be a really, really bad thing. The Sony spiderless Spider-Verse films have mostly been terrible, with the exception of Venom. Do we really want to see Tom Holland pop up in this universe?
I'm not sure how I got here. Has to do with Spider-Man, I think.
Though recently it's had some flaws of its own, do we really want to see the MCU connected to this crap?
That is one big pile of
It's true that Madam Web, Morbius, and Kraven are all D-tier Marvel characters. But if the studio had put more care and attention into these films, the potential was there to get way better stories. Madam Web had every wine mom's favorite actress in Dakota Johnson, and every man's favorite set of Hooters. I mean, Sydney Sweeney.
Hi, boys. Who wants a refill?
Us, we do!
But they hired the same writing team from Gods of Egypt, which is a horrible film, Dracula Untold, which is an even worse film, and Morbius. What's the definition of insanity again? Oh, that's right, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And we only get to see actual superhero suits in the last 45 seconds of the film. How did you think this would turn out? For Morbius, you had an Academy Award-winning lead in Jared Leto, but the same awful writers and a humorously bad movie. In Kraven, you had another great lead actor in Aaron Taylor Johnson, who looked the part and got into tremendous shape for the role. The potential was there, but the execution was not. That's why I have concerns about Sony's restrictions on using any type of Spider-Man in their future films, whether we're talking Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, or live-action Miles Morales. I don't trust this studio not to ruin it. Because that's what they've done to the character of Kraven. They turned this iconic Spider-Man villain into an animal lover? Since when was this character ever a member of PETA? Why does the studio feel the need to turn Kraven into an anti-hero? Kraven only works as a villain. The dialogue in this film at times feels like it was written by a sixth grader. It's truly amazing how awfully cheesy this movie is. The origin for Kraven in the comics is drastically different from what we see in this movie. In the comics, Kraven discovers at a young age that he has a natural talent for hunting. By adulthood, his hunting skills are legendary, and he quickly becomes a big game hunter. In the movie, he reluctantly goes on a hunting trip with his dad, Russell Crowe, cries when he sees a lion, gets whooped by that lion, and becomes Kraven after getting a drop of lion's blood in his eye. Big change from the source material, and not a good one. Think less Kraven and more Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Alrighty then.
The only redeemable qualities about this movie, which there aren't many, are Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kraven, and some of the action sequences work. And under the so bad it's good category, I have to submit Alessandro Nivola's performance as the Rhino. His dialogue, along with how he delivered it, had me rolling in the theater.
All of our guys are dead.
Ariana DeBose as the character Calypso was probably the worst performance in the movie. They cast a pretty girl that can't act. If she can, she certainly wasn't able to showcase it here. Russell Crowe's performance was solid, but it felt like a waste of talent and effort. Kraven the Hunter ended up becoming Sony's lowest grossing film in the Spider-less Spider-Verse, and one of the biggest bombs the genre has seen. At $62 million, which is abysmal, considering the film's budget was double that. And that doesn't even include marketing cost and ticket share with the theaters. Will Sony let the rights to Spider-Man revert back to Disney Marvel? I know that's what us comic book fans want in our hearts, but Sony would be a bunch of fools to ever let that happen. As long as they release a Spider-Man related movie every X number of years, they get to keep those beloved rights. Spider-Man is a massive cash cow for them. When you total all their post-Amazing Spider-Man films box office, they are still in the green profit-wise. The best we as comic book fans can hope for is a continued partnership between Sony and Disney so that we can continue to see Spider-Man in the MCU. So no, as much as it pains me to say, Sony will continue putting out their Spider-Man related films. They would have to have several more flops in a row to even consider selling the rights back to Disney for billions. Unfortunately, this is just another typical Sony Spider-less Spider-Verse movie. Terrible dialogue and wasted potential. This is my rating for the film. What did you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family about us. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Real Comic Book Cinema. If you're ever in a spot where you can't watch a video, but you would love to hear us in podcast format, you can find us wherever you podcast. Until next time, have a good one.